For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. School lets out with a stampede of students through the cafeteria, but a group of girls lingers. The Charleston area middle schoolers have stayed to learn about the potential dangers of dating.
They need to have knowledge because knowledge is power.
Millie Beth Curry leads an after-school program called Women in Charge, designed to empower her students. She heard a man named Kristen Rainey speak at a TED Talk and immediately invited him to Moultrie Middle School. She knew he could get the teenagers' attention.
11 years ago, I lost my mom and my four siblings to domestic violence.
The 33-year-old begins with a video revealing his story. Still too painful, he walks away as it plays. His entire family was shot to death at the hands of a man his mother had married.
It was a long journey for me because losing all of my family members, I literally lost my identity.
The students are quiet as the broad-shouldered man with long braids unravels his life. He became a North Charleston fireman in the community he was raised to give back, despite what was taken from him. He wanted his family to be remembered, not for the tragedy, but for any good that could come of it. He founded an organization called MAD USA, Men Against Domestic Violence. He says women should not stand alone. He fights for legislation and education.
Growing up, my mom was abused from the time I was probably like 7.
Like his job as a firefighter, he's here to save lives, teaching teens about the warning signs of dating violence. He has the girls stand or raise their hands to show the statistics.
I mean, when you have kids in middle school raising their hands that they know somebody or they've been, you know, physically abused by a dating partner, basically it solidifies the importance of a program like this.
He tells them 1 in 3 adolescent girls is physically, verbally, or emotionally abused in a relationship. 1.3 million high school students experience dating violence in a single year. And by the time they get to college, nearly half report abuse. That abuse can later become domestic violence within their families and homes. South Carolina consistently ranks among the top 10 for the number of men who kill women. In the audience, an 8th grader struggles.
Well, I had the same story this weekend, but I didn't lose my sibling. I lost my family members, so it's like sad, and I know he's coming from.
Taya Akinyobi recently lost 4 relatives, police say violently, at the hands of a loved one. Although they have not called it domestic violence.
I mean, the sad thing about that is, in my life, that's the 3rd situation that I've known where people have gotten killed to that magnitude.
Rainey stresses the importance of talking about a topic that is too often taboo. Like bullying, he says, both dating and domestic violence are about power and control. He warns emotional abuse is just the beginning and can include attempts to isolate and diminish self-esteem. He gives the girls situations to consider and allows plenty of time for questions. It gets personal. The girls have opened up. He grabs a chair. This is exactly what he wants.
And we have to create an atmosphere where they understand that it's okay to talk about this kind of subject, especially when you need help or if they have a friend that needs help.
It's a lot to think about, says 8th grader Amelia Norcott.
It's very eye-opening to see, and I mean, I haven't dated yet, so.
The girls leave talking, not just about boys, but talking about the kinds of relationships they do and don't want.
I don't want an abusive relationship. I want that happily ever after.
For more on this story, go to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.